Thank the Lord for the privilege of being here today. God has been very good to us. As a young boy, I remember a day that things were not going my way. And I became very upset and I left the house abruptly and headed down the road by myself. Fortunately, a family member saw me. And in a short time, I found my father walking by my side. "Where are you going, Doug?" my dad asked. I didn't know. I was in a foreign land. I did not speak Arabic. I had no money and no food. I had no way to build a fire. I had no idea of where I should spend the night. I did not know what people were out there that might harm me. And having Dad walk by my side when I was running away from home was a very awkward situation. So I started walking faster, but my dad's legs were longer than mine, and he kept right up with me. In a short time, my dad convinced me to turn around and to come home. You see, the love of a father is a wall of protection that is a real blessing to have. Jude says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Keep yourselves in a place of protection, in the love of God, in a place where God is surrounding you, and eventually you will end up having eternal life. I'd like to share a story from the Old Testament with you in 2 Samuel chapter 17. Second Samuel, chapter 17. Absalom had organized an insurrection against his father, King David, his own father. 2 Samuel 17:1, "Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he was weary and weak-handed, and I will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all return, so all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well and all the elders of Israel." Now notice, the plot was against the king, the father of Absalom. And the plan was, we're going to kill your father. And you notice how Absalom reacted to that? It pleased him well. Now, there was a battle between the followers of Absalom and the servants of David. And during this battle, Absalom became caught up in an oak tree by his hair. He was riding on a mule, and the mule ran out from under him, and it left him hanging. And Joab, the commander of David's army, heard about Absalom's predicament and went there and killed Absalom in the tree. And after Absalom was dead, Joab sent Cushi, a messenger, to run to the king David and bring the message to his father, to Absalom's father. And I'd like to turn to chapter 18 and verse 32. The king said unto Cushi, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" And Cushi answered, "The enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is." This was a soft way of saying, "Your son's dead." And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, "O my son Absalom, my son, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee. O Absalom, my son, my son." The king was much moved with compassion. Why? Because he had a father's love. He didn't say, "Oh, that traitor, that rebel, he got what he deserved." But instead, the father's love compelled him to say, "I would have died for you." The love of a father is so valuable. It is a powerful force, greater than even the force to live. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 18, Matthew 9 and 18, "When he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, 'My daughter even now is dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live.' And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples." This man was a certain ruler, and what the word means is that he was a ruler in the synagogue. Do you realize what he put at risk that day? He came and he worshiped Jesus, and he was a ruler in the synagogue. What he was risking was his position as leader in the synagogue. He was risking the esteem of the people, the status that he had in life. He was willing to lay all of that down. Why? Because of his love for his daughter. A father's love is a great treasure. It is a great gift, both for the father and for the child. But in order for that gift to really have value, it needs to be given. For us to enjoy the benefits of a treasure, someone has to give that treasure to us, don't they? Aristo Onassis built a large financial empire in shipping and aviation. He had a fleet of around 100 super tankers. He owned an airline. Mr. Onassis loved the pleasures of life: luxury, fine food, and power. Mr. Onassis was given to adultery and sinful pleasures. Mr. Onassis would never apologize, even when it was proven that he was wrong. One day a phone call came that Alexandros, his son, went down in an airplane crash. His only son lay dying in the hospital, and Mr. Onassis told reporters he had offered all his ships and planes and money to save his son's life, but the doctors had informed him there was no hope. Later in life, Mr. Onassis' health failed and he became sicker and sicker. Those who loved him tried to get him to revive his interest in life. He refused to eat and would sit staring straight ahead. His sister Artemis tried everything to get him to eat. She begged, she pleaded, she cried and moaned. She joked and told stories. I told him every business detail I could think of, but he just looked straight ahead, his eyes appearing to see nothing. When he did talk to me, his words were filled with guilt. "I had a chance to love my son, but I was too busy. I did not use that chance. I never gave him enough love. I was too busy to love my own son." No matter what I said to him, he would not listen to me. I do not want to live, he told me over and over. I have lost my son. I have lost everything. When the doctors explained to Mr. Onassis that he would never survive without surgery, he asked to see his doctor alone. If I give you all my ships and all my money, can you make me completely well? The doctor could not, and Mr. Onassis died on March 15th, 1975. You see, the love of a father is a treasure that you have to give in order for it to benefit the son or the daughter. I'm so thankful for my own father, for the love that he has given. A father's love is self-sacrificing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. A father's love is self-sacrificing. You might think, well, what did he really give? Because his son came back to him. He gave up the glory of heaven. Jesus did. He suffered humiliation, rejection of men. That's quite a sacrifice that he made for us. And the Father was willing to let him go through that, to see his son. Let me ask you, fathers, how do you feel if somebody is just being unfair to your child? Makes you want to intervene, doesn't it? But a father's love is self-sacrificing. Go ahead, do that to my son. I love you that much. Jesus said in John 15 and 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. A father's love is given even to those that are undeserving. Jesus said, your Father which is in heaven maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. To the child that is wayward, to the Absaloms out there, Father's love is still there. It is so valuable. It is something that draws that wayward son to want to go home. Let us turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 11, the younger of them, verse 11, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. But when he came to himself, I know what this is like, don't you? When he came to himself, when Father's love touched his heart, when he was convinced it's much better in Father's house than it is out here. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? You remember I said Father's love is a protective wall around us. It's safe there. There's plenty to eat there. That's where the fulfilling life is. In my Father's house, there are hired servants that have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my Father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Why do you suppose his father saw him? Do you suppose he went there each evening and was looking down that road, thinking about his son? His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, Bring the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son, notice what he called him, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. This man was a wise father, unlike the Greek shipping tycoon that I told you about. He had given that treasure of love to his son, and it followed him into a far country where he was in a place of famine when he could remember, I know what it's like to experience love in Father's house, and I don't have it down here, because that treasure had been given to him. This my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found, and they began to make merry. Then there was someone that didn't know what it was like to have that love, apparently. His elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house, and he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and entreated him. You think the father loved that other son too? And lo, answering, said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother. Notice the difference in what he was calling him. The brother was saying, thy son, kind of like, he's not my brother. But he identified him as being the brother of that other son. This thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. The father's love goes even to those that do not deserve it. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? It is the gift of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that great gift of love that you have given every one of us. Which of us has deserved the love of God? Which of us has lived such a holy life all of our lives? Has done so many good deeds that we can say, I deserve what Jesus did for me. I deserve the love that God gave His Son for me. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. Romans 5 and 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Father, for that self-sacrificing love. Well, Father's love comes with correction too, doesn't it? Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. It's not love to allow children to just go whatever way they want to go. To not put up any walls of restraint. To let them throw their fits, have their way all of the time. That is not true love of the Father. The love of the Father corrects to help deliver that child's soul from hell. Let us look in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6. Hebrews 12 and 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? If ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons, or illegitimate children. Furthermore, we have had fathers in our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For verily they for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. And no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Father's love will include correction. It is a wonderful thing to experience the love of a good earthly father. But our Heavenly Father loves us so much more than that. The song says, my Heavenly Father is caring for me. My bark He is guiding o'er life's raging sea. Sometimes life's sea is going to be rough, isn't it? But I am so thankful we have a Heavenly Father with a heart full of love that is looking down on our little boat, trying to navigate across life's sea, and He cares. My Heavenly Father, I feel His love. I feel that compassion. I feel that desire that He has for me, that He wants to put a wall of safety all around me. I feel that today because He is caring for me. My bark He is guiding o'er life's raging sea. Those storms overshadow and billows are wild. This is beautiful. They cannot overwhelm me, for I am His child. Did you know the Father, God the Father, loved Jesus? Jesus said in John 10 and 17, therefore doth the Father love me. How do you think that made Jesus feel? To recognize I have a loving Heavenly Father. Do you suppose that helped Him as He was approaching the cross? As people were scoffing at Him in the marketplace? Lying about Him, saying through devils He casts out devils, to realize my Father loves me.
and my Father is well pleased with me. In the high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Did you get that? That you love them just like you love me. The Heavenly Father not only loved Jesus, but He loves us as His children. How do you think a child feels when the child recognizes, Daddy loves me? He approves of me. He appreciates me. There is something deep within the heart of every small child or big child longing for approval from Father. And when Father gives that great treasure of love, when He gives His approval, how do you think it makes that child feel? His child evermore. And He's with me, I know, even though through the valley of death I should go. That's as dark as it gets, isn't it? He keepeth my spirit by sin undefiled. See, it's that wall of protection around me that He's keeping me. He'll take me to heaven, for I am His child. Thank God for the love of God. I would not want to go through life feeding on the husks of swine. This world doesn't have the love of God to offer us. It has sinful pleasures. It has the parties. It has, at its end, the pig pen and the famine. But if we will simply stay at Father's house, if we will treasure that great treasure of love that Father has given us, oh, our lives are going to be so much more fulfilled. We're going to be protected from shipwreck, from famine, from being spiritually bankrupt when we stay in Father's house, when we receive that treasure of love. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when we as fathers give our love to our own children, we get a great blessing from that as well. May God bless you today. Amen.